This is KCUR 89.3. The 100th session of the Missouri General Assembly convenes today in Jefferson City. It will be the first session under Governor Mike Parson, who's hoping to find common ground with legislators. From establishing a prescription drug monitoring program to finding money to repair roads and bridges, Missouri lawmakers have a number of issues to tackle. KCUR's Samuel King provides a preview.
One issue where there seems to be consensus between the governor and lawmakers of both parties is establishing a prescription drug monitoring program. Missouri is the only state in the union without one. Republican freshman Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville is hoping to change that.
It's a huge issue in northwest Missouri and around the state. The opioid epidemic is one of the leading non-natural preventable causes of death.
Lukemeyer's on the other side of the issue from his predecessor, Rob Schaff, who repeatedly thwarted efforts to establish such a program.
And these are common sense tools that we can give to physicians and other prescribers to make sure that they're not over-prescribing these drugs, which are needed for treatment, but at the same time, if abused, can lead to really tragic outcomes.
But there are other issues where finding solutions may be tougher. After voters rejected a gas tax increase, lawmakers have to come up with ways to fund road and bridge improvements.
Frankly, I don't know where we go next.
Democratic Representative Greg Grazer of Kansas City served on the transportation task force that recommended the tax hike.
I know this is something that the governor is passionate about, and as a Democrat, I'm more than happy to get together and work with him to try to fix our roads and bridges.
Republican Representative Jeff Messenger of Greene County plans to reintroduce a bill that would tie the amount vehicle owners pay for registration to inflation, which he says would bring in much-needed money. New Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Dan Hageman, also a Republican, represents a large portion of Clay County. He says all options should be on the table.
Transportation continues to be a big issue on these county meetings that I go to. Our lettered routes in the rural parts of the state are really degrading considerably. And so we see the need for additional revenues. We just need to provide the citizens some kind of revenue mechanism that they'll be willing to accept.
Speaking of money, Hageman says the state has seen less of it from income taxes this fiscal year, mostly because of an earlier miscalculation by the Department of Revenue. But he says it's too early to determine whether budget cuts are necessary.
Because we'll be waiting for those returns to come in March and April. And then looking in 2020 fiscal year, I think that, there's no need for budget cuts. It's how we budget things in 2020.
Meanwhile, in 2019, leaders in Kansas City and St. Louis will keep an eye on a bill they hope doesn't impact their city's finances. State Senator Bill Igel wants to phase out the 1% earnings tax in those cities over the next 10 years. But Kansas City Mayor Sly James says that money represents roughly 40% of the city's general fund, which is vital to providing things like police and fire services.
Kansas City is the Kansas City that we know and love today because of the things that we've done, and the earnings tax is absolutely vital to that. And we'll be making that case to the legislature again and again and again until they get it.
Local nonprofits are waiting to see what happens with Missouri's low-income housing tax credit program. Governor Mike Parson has kept a hold in place until legislators make changes. Hageman has pre-filed a bill to do just that.
That would rein it in a little bit and streamline it, try to get some more efficiency out of that system for the state of Missouri so that we can get a better return on our investment than 42 cents on the dollar.
There will also be efforts to roll back some of the provisions of Amendment 1, otherwise known as Clean Missouri. In particular, Parson and other Republicans want voters to weigh in again on drawing legislative maps. But Razor and other Democrats from Kansas City say they will fight any attempts to roll back an amendment that was overwhelmingly approved by voters.
It creates a situation where we draw our district boundaries in a much more fair, representative way, which is obviously something that they're not excited about.
The governor will formally outline his priorities in his State of the State address next week. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Samuel King.